You ready, boys and girls?
Get your squeezers out.
Get your squeezers out.
What are we squeezing?
Oh, no, no, no. Don't ask questions. Just get them squeezers out and get them ready. Grab a couple of squeezers.
Yeah. Use your hands to grab some squeezers.
And you know why? Because it's going to be a juicy episode. You're going to want to squeeze all the juice out of this one.
Every last drop.
It's going to be a juice-worthy episode.
Juice-worthy, huh?
Juice-worthy.
Wow.
I don't know if I've used that one before.
Yeah.
Wet legs, legs going to get even wetter.
So you're saying the juice is going to be running down your thighs.
It's going to be running down my thighs.
Wow.
You're probably not going to know how to feel about it. With that being said, if you can't tell by using your ears, I'm running the trio format on them again. Gang, gang. So you got me here. You got wet legs. You got... What are you going by these days? Sinead O'Connor?
Sinead O'Connor, yeah.
You got Sinead O'Connor.
And Lil Knees in the building. Live. Studio Numb.
Yeah, yeah. One time on him. But it's the second time, so two times on him.
Let me see your shoulders work.
Even if I show you, it's not like they can
no.
see it.
No. Alright.
But if he just specifically really wants to see your shoulders
yeah,
work.
Yeah. No. You just denied the request it's straight up.
That's they don't really work, though.
You
don't
get to know. Oh. Is that where we're starting with your updates? Your shoulders aren't functioning
so
properly?
Your shoulders haven't been working, huh?
You're too
I mean,
tired of carrying.
They function well enough for me to, you know, move boxes and stuff at work, but they're not.
So she's preserving all energy. She's like, it's only for work. As soon as I'm off, preserve the energy.
Not really. I don't know. It's not.
Well, there you go.
Not too much.
There you go.
Oh.
Sort
That's
of floating.
Enough shoulder work.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
enough shoulder work.
Okay.
Sean, you got something in there.
Yeah, it's just let me see something.
Okay.
Let me
okay.
see where it's at.
Work.
Well, then I guess my shoulders are working properly.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
How's it going to be?
I just want to know that if someone puts you in a master lock, it's not the end of the world for you.
Yeah. How well are you going to be able to sell it?
Don't be like Goldberg, son.
Speaking of which, should we just go right into wrestling?
Sure. Why, do you know anything about wrestling?
I know there was a huge return.
Well.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess that's a pretty nice segue.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little segue.
It was a huge return.
It was indeed.
I didn't CM Punk. I'm going to just say it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Ponytails. The return of Ponytails.
Oh.
In the form of Brock Lesnar's Ponytails.
Let's go there.
Yes.
Let's
so
go there
route too.
But
well.
Yeah, no, we can talk about CM Punk first.
All right, since I said it.
Yeah.
I was just chilling. I was chilling after eating, I believe, an ice cream sandwich. Yeah. No, an ice cream bar. Crunch bar. With the nuts sprinkled on the outside. Licking the ice cream off my lips. I scroll and I see someone has posted like a thread of videos of CM Punk's return. So I lean back with my pillow behind my back and I start watching all these clips of his return. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't think I was going to care. I thought it was so much time that I was like, I'm going to be off that. I was not off that. Like, someone was talking to me and I was completely just ignoring them. I was like, CM Punk's back. CM Punk's back.
Yeah, yeah.
I was pretty hyped.
Me too. I think what was so exciting was them having Cult of Personality as the theme song.
Yeah,
too.
Yep. That was the big thing. I was like,
it really
they
makes,
brought him back with his theme song.
Did not think they was going to have that.
It really makes his character so cool that that's been his theme song everywhere he's been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It follows him everywhere he goes. That's the same song.
It's pretty dope. I was basically in denial until I saw him come out. Because I thought the video was going to be tricking me somehow.
Not just that, because it had been 7 years. And it had always been saying, basically since the moment he walked away, they were always talking about when he was going to come back. So I just had proved to myself, I was like, he's never going to come back. He's never going to come
back.
Yeah,
like,
wasn't there like one point he like did a run out on a show and then that was like the last we saw of him for a while or something?
Well, he did a run out, but it was in disguise.
Mm.
You can't prove it was him, but we know it was him.
Okay.
I didn't even know about that.
He was masked.
Oh.
But you could tell, like, you knew it was him.
Gotcha.
You saw, like, tattoos or something?
No, but he had, I think it was like something in Chicago, and he had tweeted about being at that event, but he never actually appeared at the event. And then, like, someone saw him in a picture from that night, and he had the same outfit, like the bottom mm-hmm. part, but without the mask, obviously. So they're like, okay, yeah, that was him.
All right. That's pretty cool. I mean, I'm basically have been running through the possibilities of now him being back. I mean, you say he's possibly going to go against Darby Allin. Mm-hmm. Possibly. And that's going to be a great way to start. I was watching the match with Sting and Darby Allin. That was a good one. Good crowd energy.
I mean, for me, the CM Punk return is what's going to get me back into it, because I had fully stopped following wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So CM Punk's return is what, like, when I watched that comeback, seeing his entrance, hearing the music, hearing the crowd reaction to his music also, because I think if he had returned during the pandemic, wouldn't have been worth it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been worth it. But the fact that he was returning, and people are getting to witness the return, they're getting to actually be in the stadium and see him again, that was really cool. And him getting to witness it, you could see the tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
Like, of him being like, even though I think he kind of even convinced himself that he didn't want to. He always knew he wanted to come back to wrestling, but he kind of convinced himself that, oh, I lost my passion for it. I don't really have it. And him walking out, you could see it in his face, like he knew the passion.
He was
there.
Moved. He's moved.
And to be in a company now that, like, he agrees with. He's happy to be there.
Yeah.
You can tell he's like, the love for wrestling is back. And not to quote, yes, to quote the classic thing, the Shawn Michaels thing, but he got his smile back.
And it's always a good thing to be able to do what you love in an environment where you can love it.
Yeah. I just hope he still has the wrestling skillies.
And
make sure they're maintained.
I was kind of worried about that, but Jordan says something, and he's like, think about it. He's coming off of training for MMA. So he's like, for one, he's in better shape than he's really ever been in because he's been training for MMA. So he's actually, like, in pretty good physical condition. But on top of that, he hasn't been wrestling for those years. So his body is healthy. Unlike when we were seeing him and he was completely destroyed and he was putting on classics with a destroyed body.
Destroyed body.
Now he's had 7 years of just recovery, of not taking injuries,
mm-hmm.
except for training MMA, whatever those injuries are, but not breaking his body over tables and stuff.
Yeah. Having staph infections.
Yeah. So he might actually be pretty crispy. He might come back pretty smooth with it. And it's not like he's going to come back having to carry people. He's come back to wrestle with guys who are going to be able to make him look amazing.
Oh, yeah. These are... On average, some B-plus workers.
Yeah, even if he has lost the step, he's going to look B-plus great enough against these dudes.
And, well, what I was about to say. Now that I feel like we've gotten our thoughts out on CM Punk, you mentioned the ponytail. That's how I'm referring to it. The ponytail. Did you already know about it? You already knew about that?
I think I saw it with...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can I start by asking you your thoughts on the ponytail?
The ponytail incarnate.
Ponytail incarnate.
Kind of like it because he's got the facial hair to go with it.
Okay, I see that.
True. Like, if it was just the ponytail...
with a smooth face?
Yeah. It looks too how would you say, white fuckboy? Maybe a little bit.
I don't know how I'm feeling about that.
Like a scary, like an older fuckboy. An older roided out fuckboy.
Yeah, I'm pretty not for that.
I kind of would fuck with it though.
Nah. It's not energy I wanna.
Not as a character, but as a look.
not an energy I want possibly circulated.
Yeah, because with the facial hair, what if he catches on? You know?
No, like if
he's a Viking.
No, but if Brock Lesnar retired and then stopped being so like private about his life and start being kind of more like Conor McGregor, where he's always posting like pictures on social media and stuff of his fits, and he has like a top bun. I wouldn't mind that era of Brock Lesnar.
Hey,
I'd be happy.
Everything else is crazy.
I'd be happy for exactly. That's like since we see everyone else's like behind the curtains of how they really are now, I wouldn't mind seeing that Brock Lesnar is pretty like one of us behind the scenes, you know.
You brought that one back around.
Because it would be like, oh, he always wanted to be a fuckboy, but he was trying to keep up the image of being a beast, but now that he doesn't care anymore, he can be a true fuckboy. That's the evolution of Brock Lesnar that I want.
I guess I see what you're getting at.
So this is the necessary step.
Yeah.
Is him returning with the ponytail.
I was like, nah, dog. It's a no for me, dog. Like, especially because you said you liked it. I wasn't for the wife beater and jeans and cowboy boots. What version of Brock Lesnar is this?
His true, that's what I'm saying, he's being true to who he is now. He's a Western, he's a farmer, he's a
farm boy.
Hunter, you know? This is his true identity. So that's why I like it.
I'm not ready for it now.
That's what makes it cool, because now it's like, okay.
Not when they're trying to book you as the dude who's about to stop Roman Reigns.
That's why, dominant force Roman Reigns. His character is evolving.
And not in the way that's convincing me.
Think about it. In order for you to get boosted up, for you to be able to beat certain characters, you need a character evolution. You need something to shift in your character for you to be able to say that I'm stronger now, I'm tougher now, I'm different.
I mean,
now he's more true to himself. He don't have Paul Heyman in his ear. He's just going off what he knows to be.
How he feels.
I see what you're getting at. Is I'm gonna start rocking this ponytail.
I'm gonna start shave my face.
Wearing my wife, I'm gonna start swagging the way I like to swag.
I guess what's throwing me is the thinking of, you know what, I'm getting older, let my hair go longer. That's not normally how that goes. But alright, I'm seeing the logics behind it, I guess, to some degree.
He's been controlled his whole career, you know?
Time to just be the beast.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, so then I guess that would, without me needing to ask, you're for it.
Yeah.
You're definitely for the
Beast
2.0.
And I think most people who know me know that I'm kind of a Brock Lesnar fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
So I always support, kind of
Going in his favor.
Face runs of Brock Lesnar.
Okay. I do enjoy the face runs, though. I like a beast that feels like it's on my side.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good wrestling catch-up, especially because I didn't realize if you were even in the know.
I try to stay in the know a little bit.
Are we gonna take a little break here? Take a little restroom intermission.
Yeah, right before we transition into our next little phase, if you
all right,
will. Phase right. 2 of the PTU.
Then let's go ahead.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back, guys. Get ready to fly. We're back.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're back.
That's the energy we're coming back with.
Ready to fly.
Uh-huh. Personally, I feel like I'm already flying, so we should probably fly right in.
Yeah. I feel like I'm flying in a storm.
No.
But you're still flying. All right.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm flying or the storm is causing me to fly.
Storm like is starting
like
to tear.
Like a tornado. Yeah.
I see.
Tear him out of the sky and pull it into his drift.
I think I'm just going with it.
He's taking it in stride.
Yeah.
Just go with the flow.
Pull it away. Kind of like how birds start to do. They just have to be swept away.
Yeah.
I have no option. Okay. Well, maybe that's just a part of your personality. Yeah. With that being said, slug personalities. So we ran these personality tests. We all ran them on our phones.
It's the test that we
took. At different times.
Yeah. So the test that we took was the... where'd it go?
16 personalities.
Yes. Based on the Myers-Briggs type
indicator.
That's
what it's called. Myers-Briggs.
Yes, this is the type indicator. So...
Okay.
Who wants to start?
I'm nominating you.
Okay, I will start. So...
because you make it a trio.
When we took our questionnaires, we took them on 16personalities.com. Link will be in the description, as well as our social medias, where you can talk to us about our personalities.
Yeah.
And I took the test. I discovered that I was an INTJ-T, which basically is short for, was it introverted, intuitive, thinking, judgmental, but quite turbulent. Which basically kind of breaks down to the architect personality. So it's a very, I'll get anywhere with hard work and a good plan type of personality.
Okay, that's pretty accurate. Sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's like kind of, we're kind of like the nerds, the bookworms, where we're like, oh, okay, cool, and whatever. Let's see. But yeah, so those are like the main things. I read on here that we are clueless romantics. I'm like, that absolutely makes total sense.
That's a hilarious way to state that.
But it's true. I'm like, I'm not good with romance type stuff. And they said some people who also fell under that personality categorization got Miss Michelle Obama. You got Elon Musk. Christopher Nolan. Good old Vladimir Putin. As well as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Big-headed people.
Big-headed people.
Which, I mean, is that surprising? Not really surprising. Also, Walter White from Breaking Bad. We got Peter Baelish, also known as Littlefinger from Game of Thrones. Wow. Same as Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones.
I always knew there was somebody in trust about you.
Gandalf is another one. And Katniss Everdeen.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty dope range of characters.
Yeah, just dope range of just like people, you know.
Yeah. But yeah. I feel like they're all pretty cold. Those characters
are yeah.
pretty cold characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do some things to some people that they seem to make peace with pretty easily. All of those characters did things to people that they got over pretty easily, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
So how do you feel like, how does knowing these things or reading this article help you?
I think for me, it kind of helps like, oh, okay, this is like, kind of like, oh, this is sort of why I struggle with these certain things in my life. So, you know, it'll help me make myself a better person, which self-improvement is a huge thing. With being the INTJ, you know, like that's another big thing, is they're all like consistent self improvement.
Well, I'll say I do feel like it's somewhat accurate. So for me, it's gonna make me more self aware of like why I'm feeling certain ways, why I'm doing certain things. Because there were certain things I was like, okay, that's the thing about me that I have known before.
And what did you...
So, yeah, may as well.
Yeah.
So, I got introverted, intuitive, feeling, judging, and turbulent?
Yes. That,
yep, turbulent. Yeah. Apparently I'm 53% turbulent. Which, I'm not gonna really be able to deny that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty decent amount of turbulence, I feel like.
I'm out here 78%.
Yeah, that's a pretty high amount. Yeah, that's a lot of turbulence.
That's the danger zone.
That's when they have to delay flights.
Okay.
There's going to be that much
turbulence.
They definitely have to delay flights.
Yeah.
Wait. You can't have people up in there like this. Nah. Okay.
So, go ahead.
The people that I got Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, Marie Kondo, don't know who that is, but Lady Gaga, Nicole Kidman, then I got Morgan Freeman, Jon Snow, Aragorn from Lord of the Rings, and Rose from the Titanic. Which,
now of all of those, which one do you feel like you resonate with the most? Is it Lady Gaga?
No, it is. No. But what's funny about that is I recently went to karaoke with Shamar, and I did what song was that? Was that Alejandro? I think it might have been Alejandro, and I just knocked it out of the park. And he was like, "You know all the words to Alejandro by Lady Gaga?" And I was like, "Yep."
Yeah, there's a decent amount of not English words in that song too. Yeah. Take some dedication.
Yeah, I know what you're doing there. And I knocked it out of the park. So maybe a little bit, but I was gonna say tie between Morgan Freeman and Jon Snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was leaning more towards Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela. You were like somewhere in between there.
I don't know. Those are pretty influential people.
I mean, you've got that potential to be just as influential.
Yeah. And
don't
I
you
mean,
kinda see the chance now?
Yeah, same thing though.
Well, thing. Yeah, very influential.
Now Morgan Freeman, I mean, pretty influential.
Mostly just living forever.
Immortal. I guess that's the way he's Immortal. Influencing over a long period of time.
He's influencing all the influence. Generations.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of you, even young people, know Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the most well-known old actors. I feel like
at this point, he's like a. A well covered up ghoul.
But he's not a ghoul yet.
He's not a ghoul.
Yeah. He's just getting really white
on the
now,
outside.
Though. Yeah. The hair is getting really white, though.
Yeah.
The face is still looking the same.
But that's Morgan. He's just hanging in there. Because he has to.
So I guess mine's going to be the mediator.
Oh, mine was the advocate, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the advocate.
And mine was the architect.
I'm the mediator. / healer. Don't know what kind of healing, but I guess there's different kinds of healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's... Mine is... Does it even say? Oh, yeah. Introverted. Intuitive. Feeling. Prospecting. And assertive. 75% assertive. That's pretty assertive. Guess you'd call me Plankton.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's Plankton. That makes sense.
Plankton actually does make sense compared to the actual ones that I got.
What are the actual ones that you got?
I don't have them in front of me. But the ones that I did remember because they just didn't... They stuck with me for not feeling accurate was... Bella Swan from Twilight. Daenerys Targaryen. Game of Thrones. John Lennon. Didn't know how to feel about that one. John Lennon.
Von Lennon?
Yeah.
Is that who they're calling you, Von Lennon?
Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
Wow. I forgot you said Frodo.
And what's funny is now that I think about it, people used to call me Frodo when I was younger because I had curls. My hair was short and it was like curly and wet.
I thought you said that.
Yeah, so I really was a Frodo type.
Wow.
You know?
Comes full circle.
And William Shakespeare, yeah.
William Shakespeare. I like that one.
That one, I feel like the more I think about it, the more I vibe with it because he had bitches.
You said it was INTP, right?
INFP.
INFP, okay.
In the streets, they call him Billy Shakes.
Yeah, because he gives you the shakes.
He gives you the shakes.
Yeah, leaves you shaking.
Okay.
Leaves you shaking, leaves you trembling.
So, oh my, you got a lot of good ones. So, for like real people that fit your personality type, we've got William Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
Audrey Hepburn, J.R.R. Tolkien. Princess Diana. Helen Keller. Lisa Kudrow.
Wow.
George Orwell.
Wow.
JFK.
Did I say that before?
Okay, JFK, I really accept that. I buy in. That's the one I resonate with.
That's what I resonate with.
Virgil.
Virgil.
Like, yeah, like the...
The wrestler?
No, the Roman poet.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
Wow. So I'm OG. All right.
An old guy.
Yeah. It was an ancient Roman poet.
Actually, it's pretty much all authors and poets so far.
Yeah, who else is here? Amy Tan, John the Apostle, according to Google... Dick Clark, Tom Brokaw, just a few more.
I mean, it's a pretty strong lineup, but that's not the lineup that the fictional characters were looking like. Mm. Fictional characters were all simps.
So you got Lena Gilbert.
Yeah, simps with a dark side. That's what it feels like.
I feel like Shakespeare probably was a simp though. Like,
I mean, yeah, I look at like... all his stories. That's the thing. It's like you're gonna simp and you're gonna have to put it into a story or put it into a, you know.
Yeah.
I put it in fighting.
It's your form of poetry.
I'm beating the emotions out of myself into you.
Well, personally, I'm okay with the selection of having MLK included in my personalities.
Yeah.
It's MLK, come on. He had a pretty hard rep.
I'm okay being compared to Gandalf. I'm okay with that.
But it's about that time where we go ahead and wrap it up. So let's let them know where to find us.
At Painfully Tight on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At Javon _ Kamanawai.
You all
on Twitter. That was Twitter as well for yours. So that people know where to find you. But we've also got...
You can get me at BLACC_CA$H. That's Spotify and Twitter.
Spotify?
Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm.
That's some juicy news. That's a pipe bomb.
Juicy!
What and about then, you?
I'm on... I changed my Instagram, so it's Lil_N33Z for Lil Knees on Instagram. And
it's like that. It's like that, y'all. We love you.
Bye.